wise to leave them open for so long.
All right, welcome back to What's Going On with Earl Ingram. It is always a pleasure to have conversation and dialogue with my good friend and confidant, Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia in Mequon, Thingsville. Good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing, my friend? Dr. Omar?
Yes.
All right.
I can hear you very well.
Yeah. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Aaron.
All right. So, you know, there's a term that you are going to, I'm not even going to attempt to you know, try to say it. What are we going to talk about this morning?
Today we're going to talk about a very simple and complex topic, which is the metabolism, which is intake of energy and breakdown of energy and immune system.
Oh, metabolism.
Metabolism,
okay.
And the immune system.
Okay.
How they team up to shape how you age, feel, and live. And the reason I want to talk about this topic today is because there is a jaw-dropping stat that says up to 80% of age-related disease, up to 80%, 80, like heart disease, diabetes, and even cancer, are fueled by chronic inflammation. As per a 2020 Nature Review immunology study, and that's not just getting older, that's your body silently sabotaging itself. You know, at Welltopia, we are all about flipping the script. We're trying to dive into the science of what we call immunometabolism. All right, because metabolism is not just burning calories for fuel. That affects the immune system and the inflammatory markers, and that shape up how you age. So I think it's an important topic to talk to people how to thrive using the fuel of what we eat and drink and how we rest in order to use this for productive energy for our bodies.
So you use the verbiage inflammation. What is
one of the important question with this topic is what is called immunometabolism. Because for years, we thought that metabolism, or how your body burns fuel, and immunity, how it fights the threats, were separated. But actually, no. There is a 2019 cell metabolism study that shows that your immune cells, like macrophages, the T cells, important components of the immune system, they rely on the same energy systems as your muscles or brain. So when you're young, it's like high-performance engine. Your immune system, immune cells, burns glucose and fats to crush infection or heal injuries. But as you age, stress, bad diets, or sitting too much at work, this causes what we call immunometabolic dysfunction, a fancy way of saying that your immune system gets stuck in the overdrive, pumping out low-grade inflammation or inflammaging. And I felt the shift in my body during the COVID, in which I was working day and night trying to help support my patients, and that kept this low inflammation going in my body to the point that one time we went to the gym and my wife was like telling me, there is this yoga class. How about you go to the class and you relax in the class? I looked at her like sheepishly saying, how can this happen? How can I relax now? Everything is on fire inside me. And I just like, I felt at that time that this is growing and brewing. So we need to always sit back and see like how we can control the way that we react, because it's all connected there.
So Dr. Omar, you use the term inflammation.
Can't hear you.
Okay, he can't hear me. Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you.
Okay, so Dr. Omar, what is the term or the definition inflammation? What is that?
Inflammation, okay, we need inflammation, okay? Because you have like an injury, your body, your immune system is reacting to take care of this injury. So by that, there is a message that come to the immune system, react and try to fix the body. But this has to happen to a point, and then there is going to be a retreat of these weapons of the immune system so the body can live normal. All right. But if the body feels we're under a threat 24/7, these inflammatory markers that are used for protection of the body are now causing the body to be more of under the threat. So you are producing more cortisol because the body feels there is a lion chasing us. And these inflammatory markers are causing the body to be more of feeling under the threat, and that causes damage to every cell in the body.
You know, Dr. Omar, these things...
This is what we call the low-grade inflammation. It's like an alarm repair system. Body of inflammation is protecting the body, which is can be acute, short term, can help you. But then there is the chronic inflammation, long term and harmful. So think of it this way, 80% of the long term disease is due to not controlling the way our bodies are reacting, because this is very natural. This happens without our own control. If you're not living the healthiest, exercising, repairing your muscles, your bones, sleeping, and helping to kind of relax and refuel, this system, which is controlled by the immune system, is not sending the right message to the body.
You know, Dr. Omar, the aging process, I don't know, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Dr. Omar, the aging process that we all dread so often, and I know people who start dreading the aging process at 40. And because of the way they lived their lives in the earlier years, their bodies go through this transformation and early. But all of these different subjects that you and I have and conversations that you and I have clearly point to staving off those kinds of things. You don't have to, be walking with a cane at 50. You don't have to be asking where your teeth are and where your hair is at 45. If you do some things, your body is built and structured in a manner, I guess, Dr. Omar, that it can preserve itself if you take care of it.
Exactly, Aaron. It's like picture your cells as in every organ of your body. Your cells are like tiny power plants, have organelles like mitochondria and NAD plus as a fuel, all right, and the spark plugs. NAD plus is like the energy currency that powers the metabolism and powers the repair of your genetic material, the DNA. But here's the catch. By age 50, 50, your NAD levels are about half of what they were when you are 20 years old. Add to that we're not exercising, we're not doing the right things. So what you say is true and actual and factual. Physiologically, it's proven by science that this is happening in every cell of the body. So this low energy inside the cells throws your immune system into chaos. They get stuck in the fight mode, like a car revving with no road to drive on. So this drives inflammation, fatigue, and worse, it shuts down what we call sirtuins, enzymes that repair the DNA and keep the inflammation in check. So I don't want to say the doom and gloom, but if you don't take an action, what will happen? We're always going to see the doctor checking another disease state that you're going through. Oh, you have hypertension. Oh, you have dyslipidemia. Your blood sugar is going up. We're going to put you in this 1, 2, 3 medication, which is okay. But are we dealing with the elephant in the room? Are we dealing with the source of that inflammation that is happening? Are we dealing with the problem that we have? Maybe 20% of Americans have a gym subscription, and only 10% of those are going to the gym. And we're all living on just kind of working, going home, sleeping on the couch, waiting till the next day, waiting for the next TV
show. Dr. Omar, do you have a camera at my house?
Exercise.
Yeah.
No, exercise, my friend. That is great.
You know? You know, Dr. Omar, if you haven't prepped during the time, early years and stages of your life, and had some kind of regime, and you wind up 50 years old, and you haven't done any of those things, it's never too late, is it?
It's never too late. And one of the secret weapons actually to help shunt down this cycle is exercise. And my go-to is what we call zone 2 training. Think of brisk walking, cycling, or rowing, where you can shout, but you cannot sing. All right. There is a 2020 medicine and science in sports and exercise study that found that zone 2 training boosts mitochondrial density by 25% in just 12 weeks, making your cells fat burning machines, because the mitochondria is like the energy important kind of factories inside our cells. So you can boost the mitochondrial density 25% only by this kind of training, in which you can still think, you can talk, but you cannot sing, all right? So you can flip your immune system from pro-inflammatory to anti-inflammatory, cutting the markers like what we call C-reactive protein, which is a very important inflammatory marker for cardiovascular risk, by up to 20 to 30%. Not everything is going to cost you money, but running, walking on a daily basis as a routine, that is plays a very important, very cheap way of improving your health. When my patients come to me, Earl, I tell them, all right, I'm going to give you this high blood pressure medication now. I'm going to counsel you not because of the person I'm talking to, but for the person I want to talk to in 5 years, in 10 years. Because if you're taking a medication that is kind of a sign for your health is declining and we want to improve it, we want to keep it going. We want to support you as much as possible. So let's talk about this medication, what it does to your body. I believe in patient counseling as a way of kind of help, supporting each other. Let's lean on each other and ask questions. And that's why I really value the patient that comes to the counter, and before they leave, they say, I want to talk to the pharmacist. I have a question I want to ask about. This is the first time I take this medication. I need some help. These are great questions in which it would help the pharmacist bring the information to your table, to remind the pharmacist of the rules, and us as healthcare professionals and teams that we work together. So it is great that we talk, Eric, because we raise the message, you know.
You know, Dr. Omar, one thing about the Americans, you know, people in this nation, we are clearly concerned about what we look like on the outside. And so we spend trillions of dollars making sure that we look good on the outside. And, you know, that presentation has its place. But it's what's going on on the inside of us that we can't see and people can't see that really is the most important thing, right?
This is actually true. You can look at the skincare products.
Yes.
Consumption that we have. But the thing is, like, when you care for yourself on the inside, that always produces on the outside, you would actually look better and feel better. And that starts from very early ages. The questions that we have about teenagers with pimples and skin issues. And then when we start to run the conversation about, okay, how are we eating? How are we living? How are we sleeping? How is the relationships in the school, at work? You start to see other problems that pile up. So it's not just actually in America, it's all over the world. We think of it this way. And the challenge, Earl, is that we look for the easiest solution to find. The other day I had a patient call me and tell me, okay, she was actually a coworker. She told me like, okay, I think I need the tretinoin. Can I get tretinoin with a prescription from your pharmacy? And tretinoin is a medication that is used for skin care, and isotretinoin oral capsules are taken to help with kind of solving the problems of having acne. But the side effects are severe. One of them is that it's category X in pregnancy, so the doctor have to run a pregnancy test, and we should see the pregnancy test results in the pharmacy. It's like a complex process to make sure that the patient gets this medication and they're not pregnant, especially for younger generations. So taking this to help with acne, what if we look at the root cause of the problem, fixing how we eat? Because many times patient is sensitive to gluten or dairy. Many times the patient is not taking zinc or taking multivitamins and omega-3s that support the skin. Many times we can fix the problem with some oral compounds that will cost less and be less problematic to get a prescription and to get treatment. But you know what, Eric? It's like, let's go through the process of prescribing the medication. Let's make sure that we get the FDA be paid, the drug company be paid, and just kind of make this cycle, the factory cycle of these drug machines working without looking at the root cause. How can we make this patient feel and live healthier and better? So it kind of all starts from how we want to look at ourselves and treat ourselves, and how deep we can look at a problem coming from the superficial sign of, all right, I have pimples, I have high blood pressure, I have high blood sugar. Fixing simpler things that doesn't cost money is much easier, you know, and this is why the conversation is very strong when we you know, being counseled by the doctor or the patient or the healthcare professional. Many of the doctors actually are using this counseling techniques, but many times because patients are not listening, they come and tell you, oh, my patients are not following what I tell them. They need the medication, and well, that's okay. Give them the medication. But at the same time, the program, the help that should come with it is very, very important. I want to tell you that one of the challenges we have with diabetic patients who take insulin is that they are being counseled that you can eat what you want as long as you take the right dose of insulin. You can eat what you want. That's kind of very destructive to how people should live and feel. We want to help people live healthier. Right.
And longer.
That's a different and longer. And that's a different approach from let's just keep them living longer by giving them medication. It's okay to be sicker, but let them be alive. You know, it's we want to live to the, like, you're growing older, you're wiser, but you're stronger as well. So hit the gym. Hit the gym.
You know, Dr. Omar, since the first time I had an opportunity to have conversation with you, and especially over these airways, and I go back and think about how long it's been and all of the invaluable conversations and information that have basically gone out over these airways. It sometimes to me, I just think, wow, man, this conversation that we're having, you know, with you, and all of the invaluable information, that's not happening everywhere. And this is a diamond in the rough. This is not something that everybody is hearing. right? Because if everybody could hear this, we'd have healthier people. But this is so needed, this conversation. Mm-hmm. I wish all of the people I know and have known and loved ones and I've come in contact with can just hear these conversations, right? I was talking with a friend the other day, and he was telling me he takes a pretty brilliant, smart guy, and he was saying, well, you know, I take vitamins. And I said, oh, you do? We're about the same age. And he said, well, I've been taking vitamins for a long time. And I said, well, where do you get the vitamins? Where do you get the? He said, well, you know, I buy them at Walgreens. And I'm like, okay, man. I mean, this is a really smart guy. And, you know, but I would be doing the exact same thing had I not ran across you. But I feel, I mean, I don't feel winded. I don't feel tired. I don't feel old. And so when people see me, my energy level is high. I'm always moving around. And all of those things are attributed to Dr. Omar having these conversations and dialogues with you and taking the supplements, you know, and moving around.
No, Aaron. You know, I want to tell you something funny about the supplements. These supplements, the C, the D, the zinc, the quercetin, all of these supplements, they are kind of very powerful ingredients of our plate, our food. The challenge with them to the drug industry is that you cannot patent them because it's just present in the food sources, in the soil. And you just cannot patent it. The thing is, like, using them in the clinical doses can be significantly helping your body. And it starts from the simple things. The reason we tell people buy professional grade supplements, it's because we need to see the process of production of these ingredients. We need to see the concentrations are okay to show results. That's why when people try a supplement that's recommended by a doctor or a pharmacist and they see it working, they come and say, okay, I've been taking this other supplement for so many years and I haven't felt the energy, or I haven't felt the difference in my fighting of infections. Why does this one work? And the simple answer is because the companies that produce them, they care for the quality of what they produce, the concentration of the ingredients, and the research based on which the effect we are seeing. So it all starts from looking at, okay, what do I actually need? But the other challenge, of course, and we understand that, is the price, because the supplements industry, by default, they are not paid by the insurance. The drug insurance companies are waiting for you to get sick to help you. Sometimes you have the HSA card that would help you pay for those supplements, but you pay out of pocket, and many times there is not enough guidance, because any company can go to a big box store and tell them, we are going to put 1 million units of these products in your stores. Well, Walgreens and CVS are not going to run inspection to the facilities, but they're going to look at the value of the monetary value that come with bringing this product in. And that is okay. I'm not against that. But I want to tell you that there was a weird study that came a few years ago in which the people on the study, they pulled supplement vitamins from big box stores, and they found that I think it only 30% or less contained the exact amount of active ingredient written on the label. So we're talking about fraudulent products on the shelves. What happens in my store at Wiltopia is that if you get a supplement bottle, it's being inspected. This company is being inspected by the FDA. And if you have any problem with the product, you bring it back. We talk to the company. They investigate what happened that caused it to cause upset stomach or something. So looking at your pills and capsules with a meticulous look, as same way as the medication, is very important. And that's why we need to take the minimum of things that you need to take to help your body thrive. And that's why I say that your plate, your food, is your pharmacy. There is a 2021 American Journal of Clinical Nutrition study that showed that a nutrition dense anti-inflammatory diet can slash inflammation and inflammatory markers that are very strong, like interleukin 6, by up to 40%. 40%. What you eat literally rewires your immune system. And that is why we tell people aim for 1.6 to 2 gram per kilogram of body weight of proteins daily. We have many people now that take GLP-1 agonists to help them with control of blood sugar, to help them with weight loss. But are all of these people eating enough proteins? Talk about like 70 grams to 130 grams many times, which means proteins with breakfast, with lunch, with dinner, to help protect the muscle loss, the muscle mass of what they have. Is this happening with every patient taking the GLP-1 agonist? Are they being counseled correctly on that part? I doubt. And that is why like having the conversation going is very important, as we get nuggets of health here and there, and we build kind of a plan that we believe and understand and can follow.
Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you? You know, because the one thing I do know is you got so many customers and people calling you. And but how do they get in touch with you?
The easiest way is to go to wiltopiarx.com, schedule a consultation with me if you want to talk about your health and different topics. But you can also call at 262-429-9429 and leave me a message or ask questions.
So, Dr. Omar, we got to leave it there for now. It is always great to see you, and I look forward to having the dialogue and conversation with you next time.
Awesome. Great to talk to you always, Aaron.
All right. You have been in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.